Hare Krishna. Don't create an intellectual filter in devotion or an anti-intellectual filter either. Intellectual filter refers to giving the intellect the role of filtering out that which is acceptable and that which is not acceptable, just like a water filter. Filter out the desired clean water and filter out the impurities. So people with an intellectual filter accept things which make sense to their intellect and reject things that don't make sense. Now, this makes sense. Yes, we should select according to our intelligence. But at the same time, especially when we come to spiritual subject matters, we also need to recognize that God is greater than our intelligence. God is beyond our intelligence. And if that were not so, then God would not be God. Then our intelligence would be God. So at times, it may well work out that Krishna, as the Supreme God, as a Supreme Being, may act in ways that don't make sense to our intelligence. When this happens, when some things don't make sense to our intelligence, at that time, the only thing we can do is be patient. If we start, if we create an intellectual filter, and we start processing and rejecting whatever doesn't make sense, then our devotion to Krishna will become dried up, will eventually die out. Because certainly the basic principles of Bhagavad Gita, the basic philosophy of Bhakti Yoga does make sense, abundant sense. But beyond that, there is also the understanding that we are finite. Krishna is infinite. And that's why we need to go beyond our intelligence to devote ourselves to Krishna, not by rejecting the intelligence, but by transcending the intelligence. In the Bhagavad Gita 15, chapter 19, verse, Krishna says, Yo maam eva asam moodho janati purushottamam sa sarva vidbhajati maam sarva bhavena bharata. Yo maam eva asam moodho. That person who is asam moodho, who is not deluded by anything, janati purushottamam, who understand that I am the Supreme Person, sa sarva vidbhajati maam, such a person, Krishna says, sa sarva ved, such a person knows everything. That means that person is having a very profound intelligence. Sarva vidbhajati maam, bhajati maam, such a person worships me. And how does such a person devote oneself to me? Sarva bhavena bharata, with the complete heart, wholeheartedly. So here, what Krishna is stating is that the perfection of knowledge, the perfection of intelligence is to surrender to Him, is to wholeheartedly devote oneself to Him. So, if we create an intellectual filter, then we cannot relish the transintelligent, the intelligent transcending wonderful beauty and mercy and activity of Krishna. Now, this is one point which is understood by many devotees, that the heart reaches deeper than the head. But then, some devotees get an anti-intellectual filter. That means, sometimes when they see that some person is doing a lot of intellectual analysis, they start thinking, oh, this person is a jnani. This person is not a devotee. And therefore, that they get caught in material things. So they deprive themselves of the profound philosophical wisdom that many of the great saintly scholarly acharyas from the past have given us based on their erudite study of the Vedic scriptures or the Bhakti texts. So this intellectual antipathy deprives them of the enormous nourishment that can come by understanding with our intelligence the glories of Krishna. So the perfect attitude of with respect to the intelligence is we understand that the intelligence is valuable, not because it will reveal Krishna in his fullness, but because we can serve him and we can worship him with our intelligence. So Krishna concludes the Bhagavad Gita by declaring that those who study this conversation are actually worshipping him with their intelligence. Adhishyate chaya imam dharmyam samvadam avayo jnana yagena tenaham ishtasyamiti me matihi. So in 18.70 Krishna said that adhishyate chaya imam, one who studies dharmyam samvadam avayo, dharmyam samvadam, that one, this is a sacred conversation of ours. Jnana yagena tenaham, with the worship performed with knowledge, with intelligence, ishtasyamiti me matihi, I understand that they are worshipping me. So through this verse, Krishna conveys that the intelligence is not to be rejected as useless, nor is to be enthroned as the supreme, but rather it is to be used as a valuable paraphernalia for worshipping the supreme. By avoiding both intellectual and anti-intellectual filters, we can let our heart, aided by our head, flow towards Krishna, towards eternal love for him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.